Once, the term fossils was used to describe all rocky wonders of nature, both minerals and fossils. Here, in the showcases, however, fossils are exhibited as petrified remains and witnesses to a past life. When I exchanged letters with the world-renowned botanist and natural scientist Linné, we discussed at length about the scientific names of plants and animals. The desire was to introduce uniform names to be used globally by scholars. Linné was the first to introduce Latin names for genera and species. I also followed his example. I named many of the plants around here. Here in the exhibition, however, I see that fossils are also named that way. There are all kinds of them in front of you in the display case. Which one catches your eye? It is remarkable that the ammonite was named after Idria and its finder, Tyrolithus Idrianus Hauer. Hauer supposedly discovered it in 1865. The ammonite is very important, as it is a leading fossil. With its help, the age of the rocks is determined. It lived a good 250 million years ago and existed for only a few million years, which is a fairly short time in geological terms. Where this fossil is found, the age of the surrounding rocks can easily be determined.